Just off Interstate 24 near Paducah sits a large flea market. It's an assortment of white buildings where on the weekends it bustles with shoppers looking for a deal. But in the back of the complex, there's an unassuming building where a dying art is kept alive by a rapidly aging crowd. Dalton York brings us the story.
Welcome to the Music Barn. The parking lot is full this Saturday evening with the Just Breakin' Even band playing traditional country music. The band is just one of the few groups in West Kentucky dedicated to playing these tunes. 71-year-old Jimmy Henson is the band's lead singer. He's a retired English teacher, but now spends a lot of his time playing music with the band. And for full disclosure, he's my granddad. I've been attending dances like this since before I could talk, or dance. Just Breakin' Even has played halls like this for 20 years. About 100 dancers are spread out at tables or on the Music Barn's 2,000-square-foot dance floor. They're dressed in cowboy hats, boots, and fringe-lined shirts. Henson estimates the average dancer's age is over 60. He says the shows evoke nostalgia among many dancers.
It's a social event for many of these seniors. It brings back memories from when they were younger and going to dances and sock hops, and we give them a chance to relive that during their golden years.
We come here every other week for the last month or two.
One of those seniors reliving their memories is Buddy Winfrey. He's a member of the Night Moves. They're one of the region's largest dance groups. Clubs like Night Moves frequent the local country music circuit. Buddy has been dancing with them for 15 years. He's a traditionalist when it comes to country music, and he gets a little mad when describing how dancing has evolved for today's youth. He railed against what is widely known as a rave.
Well, they get right up on the dance floor and stand there. They don't dance. They jump up and down and raise their hands. They don't dance at all.
Many dancers at the Music Barn echo that sentiment. Despite their concern for the younger generation's attitude toward country music, these traditional dancers recognize that an aging demographic means their kind are becoming sort of an endangered species. Jimmy Henson reflects on the large number of his band's followers who have already passed away.
My wife and I tried to sit and count up one time how many people we'd lost, and it was just, we just quit, you know, but it's just happening. And it's sad for us as a band when we realize somebody's not coming back again.
It isn't just the Music Barn where Henson performs anymore. He's also playing at funerals.
One of our fans for many years was a Merle Haggard fan, and his favorite song was Silver Wings. His wife asked me to come and play that at his funeral, and I'd never really thought about it being a funeral song, but if you know the words to it, slowly fading out of sight is one of the ending lines, and it was just perfect for that funeral.
Henson's played around 15 funerals thus far. The cloud of uncertainty for the coming decades hangs over this crowd as they waltz across the floor, but it doesn't stop them from enjoying the time they have together. It isn't surprising to know that among the crowd there's a considerable amount of widows and widowers. This leads to a vibrant dating scene at the Music Barn.
I think people just enjoy a good time coming out dancing.
That's Tommy Warren.
I think young people forget that older people are exactly like them, only with age. They've just gotten older, that's all.
Warren says dance halls like this are one of the few safe, alcohol-free entertainment options available for older couples. This is clear as married and unmarried couples boot scoot across the dance floor in harmony. But as the crowds dwindle, Warren and everyone at the barn mourn for the people and traditions lost and anxiously look to the future.
And so I don't see very younger people coming. It doesn't make me worry. It makes me sad.
The lingering question at the Music Barn and at dance halls throughout America is who's going to fill the shoes of the traditional dancers on their dance floors. For WKMS News, I'm Dalton York.
Who's going to fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash?